Welcome back to AI DevTools, the Crazy Router podcast. I'm your host, and today is May 4th, 2026, episode 54. Today we're talking about the hybrid AI coding stack, why more and more developers are running local and cloud LLMs side by side, and how this changes the way we think about AI-powered development. Let's start with what's happening. Over the past few months, local models have gotten shockingly good. Qwen3 Coder, running on a single machine with a decent GPU, can handle most day-to-day coding tasks. DeepSeek v3.2 runs locally with quantization and delivers solid results for code completion, refactoring, and even multi-file edits. Llama 4 Maverick is another strong option for teams that want to keep everything on-premises. But here's the thing. These local models still hit a ceiling on the hardest tasks. Complex architectural reasoning, large-scale refactors across dozens of files, subtle bug diagnosis in unfamiliar code bases. That's where cloud models like Claude Opus and GPT-5 still have a clear edge. So developers aren't choosing one or the other, they're using both. The pattern looks like this. For routine work, autocomplete, simple refactors, test generation, documentation, you route to a local model. Zero API cost, zero latency to a remote server, and your code never leaves your machine. For the hard stuff, deep debugging, complex architecture decisions, security audits, you escalate to a cloud model that has the reasoning depth to handle it. This isn't just about saving money, though the economics are compelling. Running Qwen3 Coder locally costs you electricity. Running Claude Opus costs you $15 per million tokens. If 80% of your coding tasks can be handled locally, you've just cut your API bill by 80%. But there are two other reasons this matters. First, privacy. A lot of teams, especially in finance, healthcare, and defense, can't send their code to external APIs. Local models solve that completely for the routine work. You only send the minimum necessary context to the cloud when you truly need it. Second, reliability. Cloud APIs go down. Rate limits hit at the worst times. When your local model handles the bulk of your workflow, a cloud outage becomes an inconvenience instead of a showstopper. You degrade gracefully instead of stopping completely. Now, how do you actually set this up? There are a few approaches. The simplest is manual switching. You pick which model to use for each task. But that gets tedious fast. The smarter approach is an AI gateway that routes automatically based on task complexity. You send every request to one endpoint, and the gateway decides whether to handle it locally or escalate to the cloud. This is where tools like CrazyRouter fit in. Instead of managing multiple API keys, multiple endpoints, and multiple client configurations, you have one unified API. The gateway can route based on the model you specify, or it can help you load balance across providers for the same model class. Pair that with a local inference server like Ollama or VLLM, and you've got a complete hybrid stack. Let's talk about the practical setup. A typical hybrid stack in 2026 looks like this. Layer 1, a local inference server running your preferred open-weight model. Layer 2, an API gateway that provides a unified OpenAI-compatible endpoint. Layer 3, cloud model access through the same gateway for escalation. Your IDE or coding agent talks to one endpoint. The routing happens behind the scenes. The key insight is that this isn't about local versus cloud anymore. It's about using the right tier for each task. The best developers in 2026 aren't loyal to one model or one provider. They're building systems that pick the optimal model for every request automatically. One more thing worth mentioning. The NPM ecosystem had another supply chain scare this week. A popular package was found to be exfiltrating environment variables, including API keys. This is yet another reason to think carefully about where your AI API keys live and how they're managed. A gateway that centralizes your keys server-side means your keys never sit in .env files on developer laptops. Something to think about as you architect your stack. That's episode 54. If you want to simplify your multi-model setup, check out crazyrouter.com. One API key, over 600 models, and the flexibility to build the hybrid stack that works for your team. See you next time.